Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And let's have some fun with our friend Steve Kerr. Presented by Great Clips and Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good. I'm thinking I'm going to need Dibs' help next week in my football pool. So if you're hot, send me your picks, please.
Yeah, no doubt. I might actually be around tomorrow. I tried to pop by today to see you, but you were more focused on improving your team than you were hanging out with me, which I take offense to that, Steve.
I heard you were in full official regalia. Is that right?
Yeah, I even brought a whistle. Regalia. I thought maybe you'd put me in for some scrimmage activity. That way I could kind of regulate between Dennis and Pods and the fellas and try to keep things in line.
Well, man, we should have arranged for that. You can't just show up unannounced. You know, we gotta set this stuff up.
Yeah, I'll do better in the future. Yeah, I got excited. I saw the stripes this morning in my drawer and my whistle was there. I said, I'm going to go see Steve. He loves refs.
well, we got to make it happen for sure. I'm definitely coming out to see you in Marin, though, on your work day.
Oh, my gosh, Steve. If you don't let me know ahead of time, I'm going to be so mad. We got to do this. It would be phenomenal. Hey, Dennis Schroeder introduced himself today to everybody. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it was really exciting just to get him here so quickly. You know, sometimes when you trade for a guy, it can take a few days, but he wanted to get out here and get to practice right away. So he flew yesterday, had his physical, and had a great practice today. We'll have another one tomorrow before we fly to Memphis. And really exciting to have him here.
And so what would your, at least in the immediate, what is your plan for him starting Thursday night?
Well, we haven't decided exactly who our starting lineup is yet, but you can bet he's going to be out there quite a bit. He'll take all the non-Steph minutes for sure, and he'll play with Steph some as well. I just think having two point guards, two guys at the point of attack who can penetrate the paint and get the ball moving, I think that's important in the modern NBA. So Dennis is going to play a lot for us, and there's a reason we traded for him. We need him right now. Our last 10 games, our offense has been among the worst in the league, and we think he's going to fill the shoes of DeAnthony Melton, who was our starter next to Steph, as you know, and gave us another point of attack guy. So we've missed that, and it's exciting to get Dennis because he's a hell of a player.
Does this affect the Pod's minutes at all, or is his role completely indirect as it relates to Schroeder now joining the team?
I actually think this will really help Brandon. You know, a year ago he played most of his minutes, like 90%, next to either Chris Paul or Steph Curry. So he's really playing the two, and what we like about Brandon is his playmaking. But this year he's been playing mostly as the one, and that's a different role entirely. And so So I think this will be good for him. He's really good on the backside of a play. You know, when somebody else creates an advantage and then he gets the ball, he's great at creating the next advantage or you know, the next pass that's there. And that's where he thrived last year. And I'm hopeful that getting him back into that role will help him get going.
Yeah, Coach, you actually said today that you felt it was almost unfair that you guys have put him in that position so far. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, he came to us last year as a combo guard, and he played next to two Hall of Fame point guards in Chris and Steph, and then to make him the lead ball handler behind Steph this year on a team that isn't like really a modern NBA spacing team where you got four or five out. We put him in some positions where, he's trying to make plays. There's not a ton of spacing. It wasn't easy on him, and that was a role that was new for him anyway. So I think this will make the game a little easier for him. I think, anytime you get a new player, you kind of have to gauge what it does with everybody else's role. And so this will create some opportunity. Obviously, Dennis will also take up some minutes, and there could be some opportunities taken away as well, but we are just going to do whatever it takes to win. And that's the plan. And we'll see how it shakes out.
Has that been the message to Pods with Dennis coming in that, now he doesn't have to necessarily press as much or try to make as many things happen when he has the ball on offense?
I told him exactly what I just told you guys about, kind of returning to last year's role, which, so he understands that, and he's a great young guy, and he's competitive, and he's frustrated with his own play. Sometimes with a young guy, you almost need to free him up from himself, and that's the idea, is to help him along, make the game a little smoother, a little easier for him, and let him shine in the areas where he's really good.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week, Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, you guys made this trade literally the first second you could, and I get the replacement of Melton and that specific need, but I wonder what else you would say this sort of says about the urgency that you guys currently have, especially Mike Dunleavy said, with the window of Steph, Andre, and you.
Well, we won 46 games last year and missed the playoffs, so we know how tough the West is. And the longer we waited on this move, the tougher it would have been to not only to acclimate Dennis, but to win games, because we needed his skill set. And so Mike was really operating with a sense of urgency, got the deal done. I think it's a hell of a move, and we're just excited to get this thing going.
Is size a challenge late in games defensively when you play Dennis and Steph together? And if so, does that change what you're going to do with the other three players on the floor late in games?
It can be, but most often I don't think it really is in the modern NBA. With the game so spread out, to me it's more about speed and quickness than it is about size. And it all depends on the combinations you put out there. But again, I like having the two-pronged point guard attack. Dennis is really good defensively. He's not a big guy, but he's quick. He's got long arms. He can guard either spot. And he's got a great feel. He's a competitor. So I think those two will end up closing a lot of games together.
Steve, you guys have talked so much about the offense and the struggles there, but the defense has kind of been a calling card. And then here comes Dallas and scores 143 points. Were they just on fire, or did you see something of concern there?
No, they were. They played a game that they're not gonna lose that game the way they played. No matter who they're playing, no matter what scheme we're in, they were lights out that night. Watching the tape, you always have some regrets. You think maybe we should have done this, maybe we should have done that. But I look at the big picture, 25 games in, that was the exception, not the rule. The rule has been, we've been a really, really top-notch defensive team, and I know that we're going to return to that.
How challenging will it be for you going forward to balance out Kuminga and Draymond playing together? And I'm asking because if Kuminga's out there playing the four, then Draymond's playing the five, and it seems like there's some reluctance to play him at the five a lot. How are you going to look to balance that out going forward with Kuminga and Draymond out there together?
Yeah, that's really the challenge, you know. The pieces have to fit. They have to fit in both on both sides of the floor, and we have to navigate our way through that. So, you know, what we know about our team is we don't want Draymond to be the full-time center. That's too much to ask of him. He's at his best when he's at the four. We're at our best defensively with Draymond at the four and either Trace or Loon at the five. But that does limit some of the minutes JK can play if we're going that route. So it's tough, but I think each game is going to be different. There will be games where JK and Draymond close with Draymond at the five, and there's going to be games that Draymond misses, and you know JK will play a lot at the four. And every game's different, and you just have to figure your way through it.
Coach, I get that this could be a wee bit sensitive. That's not what I'm going for. I just have to be honest with you. It caught my attention when Mike Dunleavy the other day said, "Hey, we're mindful of this short window that we have with Steph and Dre and Steve." Like, it caught my attention that he put your name in there as well. I don't know. How did that grab you? And what can we take from that?
Oh, I wouldn't read into that at all. I think Mike was just being complimentary of the fact that we've had this amazing run over the last decade, and you know, the three of us have obviously been part of it together, and you know, we're trying to maximize this run for sure. And this is the NBA, you know. I mean, I'm under no illusion that you know, I'm going to be Greg Popovich and be the coach of the Warriors for 25 years. So I signed a 2-year extension, you know, this past summer. I'm feeling great. I love my job. I love working with these guys. I love working with Mike. And he's just speaking the truth. Like, this is a window we've got. We're going for it. And when the window's closed or whatever, you know, we just see where everything is, and we all decide what we're going to do. I don't even give, you know, one thought to that comment.
Yeah, and you've done really well at staying in the moment. And over the course of the last week worth of moments, you've had just the one game. What's that been like for you and the other coaches and the team to have kind of a mini all-star break to just regroup and get ready for the final 57 games of the year?
Well, it came at a good time. We've had guys banged up. Wiggs missed a couple games. You know, Steph was really hurting last week. So I think getting this time off, we will have had four practices in a week by the time we get to Memphis Thursday night for the game. So it's that's huge for us. We hardly ever practice in the NBA these days anymore. It's just game every other night, travel. So to get four real days of practice, particularly with Dennis joining the team and, you know, getting to acclimate him, I think it's really important for us.
Interesting with all the time off to see that Moses Moody is still listed as doubtful for the game on Thursday. Is this injury maybe a little bit more than we realized?
I don't think so. You know, Rick has assured me that this is not something they're worried about long term. It's just, you know, we got to use this time to get him right. And until he's right, it doesn't make sense to throw him out there. But he's using this time wisely. He's been in the training room, the weight room. You know, didn't scrimmage today, but got a lot of shooting and conditioning in. So I don't think it'll be long. And Rick has given me that same indication.
Buddy's been in a little bit of a slump, Buddy Hield, and I know he's a super gym rat and gets up shots at all times and all hours. What can he do, and you as an offense, to get Buddy back to where, maybe not exactly where he was at the start of the year, where he was completely on fire, but back to what we're used to seeing from Buddy Hield?
Well, I think shooting comes and goes. You know, even the best shooters go through dry spells, and Buddy is one of the best shooters in the game. So,
there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're big buddy fans, so they heard me mention his name. No, I just think, if I had to say one thing for Buddy to get going, the best thing he does is run the floor in transition, and it just helps us and him so much. And so with the faster our pace is, the better Buddy is. And so I want to really, get back to playing at a fast pace and free up Buddy in transition. And I think that'll help him get going.
Steve, did some Amazon packages just arrive or something?
I think my daughter is walking in the house right now.
So oh, yeah.
They were excited. Dogs were excited to see her. So.
Dibs is over here being hot with his picks, and he's taking that as he's going to start picking all the underdogs.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
None at all. No. And yes, no response needed from you on that. Steve, since I know you're locked into 95.7 The Game and listening every single day, you know that this conversation about now versus the future comes up all the time. And here's one thing that fans wonder about, and I wonder what you would say about it. We know Steph can still perform at a very high level, but is it realistic to build a championship-level team around someone who, come playoff time, will be 37 years old?
I think the answer to that is yes, it's realistic. This is a once-in-a-generation player and athlete. He's superbly conditioned. We just watched him 2.5 years ago carry us to the title. This is Steph Curry's team, and he's still an all-star. You saw him in the Olympics this past year. It's our job to put him in a position where we're in the playoffs and we give him a chance with the best group around him, the best schemes, the best coaching, the best training staff. And that's the focus. And Warriors fans know really well that guys like Steph don't come around very often. We went 40 years between titles from 75 to 15. So we have Steph. He's still playing at an elite level. We have to give him every resource to try to take us home again, because we've watched him do it 4 times. So that's why we're doing what we're doing.
What can you do to help him late in games? Because one thing Mark and I were talking about is a lot of screen roll with Draymond, and most teams just now trap him and get the ball out of his hands. Are there other sets or other approaches that you're looking at to try to find other ways to not only get him more effective late, but maybe get other people involved in the fourth quarter scoring?
Yeah, we've spent a good chunk of the last 3 practices going over late game execution. And it's one of the reasons we traded for Dennis, frankly. He's a guy who can handle the ball under pressure and get Steph off the ball. And those two can play together down the stretch, and we can do a lot of things there. I think Wiggs is having a great year. I've got to do a better job of putting him in a position to attack in some of those situations. And then we've just got to execute better, and that comes with practice and being locked in and executing our stuff, and more than anything, getting stops. At the other end, when you can get 3 stops in a row late in the game, that's really ultimately what wins games. But all of that stuff combined is the answer. And we know we've given a few games away this year, and so we've got to tighten that up for sure and be able to finish games out.
Steve Kerr with us. All right, Steve, now to the good stuff. We won't talk to you again before Christmas, and you've mentioned to us that you've struggled in your past as a gift giver. And so strategically, how are you going about it this year to see if you can improve?
It's amazing that you just asked that question, because I just got home from Christmas shopping about an hour ago.
Okay.
And, and my wife saw me walk in with packages, and she said, "It's December 17th. I don't even know who you are anymore. You're a week early.
Yeah.
You're a week early." So, I got it done today. I'm very proud of myself, I must say, and I'm awful at this stuff. So I think this year I somehow got it together.
Well, where'd you go shopping, and how many people are you shopping for?
Just immediate family. So my wife kind of handles the rest of it for extended family, which is she's very good at, and I'm very blessed that she handles all that. So just my kids and my wife. And, yeah, you know, we're going to keep that quiet because they all listen to this show, you know, nice. Religiously. They yeah. love listening to their dad / husband talk because they don't get to hear me talk enough at home. Yeah. So, so I don't want to give away where I went to get their gift.
Okay.
Right. And if you're still thinking about gifts for, I don't know, your two favorite radio hosts, Mark and Dibs, I'll take an autographed Zach Zarba picture if you can come across one.
I'll actually take one of those. That's a great ref and a handsome man.
You said it, Steve.
Do you know what? I'm jealous, Steve, that you're like, I went shopping and now I'm done. Like, did you just do this in a day? I've been working on this with three kids for a month right now.
Well, how old are your kids?
They are 17, 15, and 10.
Yeah, way, way tougher. Mine are 32, 30, and 26. It gets way easier, trust me.
Yeah, my kids are 23 and 21, and all it took was a trip to the ATM, Steve, and that was done.
There you go. Give them cash is always welcome.
That's it.
Steve, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Get a bunch of wins before we talk to you next, too, okay?
We will. Happy holidays to you guys, too, and everybody listening out there. And, we're going to get things rolling again.
Steve, thanks, awesome. Man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. There it is. Steve Kerr on 95.7 The Game.